Toward the end of World War II, the United States set up a military unit it never had had before and unfortunately has never had since, a unit whose duty was to protect national and international treasures from the destruction of war. The movie Monument Men is about the unit's efforts, and while it's pretty fictionalized, watch for the closing credit on that subject, I'm glad somebody is drawing attention to what they did. But the movie itself is not very impressive. The men, George Clooney, who also co-wrote the script and directed, John Goodman, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, Bob Balaban, Hugh Bonneville of Downton Abbey, Jean Desjardins, and Cate Blanchett, spend a lot of dangerous time behind or alongside the lines. But heroics are almost incidental, and there isn't a very unified central storyline to provide narrative structure. What we get is more a series of separate incidents than a real plot. Characterizations are modest, though consistent and distinct. Fans of Bill Murray and John Goodman may be disappointed. There's a relationship between Cate Blanchett and Matt Damon that I will say no more about than don't expect Hollywood cliches. The Nazi treasure troves the people are looking for are hard to believe. If you're lucky, there'll be a display in the lobby showing that they are pinpoint accurate. There's a book titled the same as the movie The Monument Men, and another one titled The Rape of Europa to settle your doubts as to the size of the Nazi treasure troves, as well as to give you the real facts, which are more astonishing than the movie suggests. You will wish we had had something like this crew in Baghdad. But let's be thankful we had them once, at least. The Monument Men is a valuable reminder of a kind of cost of war we maybe don't think enough about. Jim Erickson, over and out.